You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money in a loss for? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hey, Dave, and hello, listeners. It is another Saturday night, so another edition of Rev Rock, and we have a huge show lined up for you. We always like bringing you some classics and some new music, and we have quite a bit of both. We're going to be playing a brand new song from Dog Day. This is coming from a new release, as well as some stuff from the latest releases by Dion Lunadin. We're going to be playing some Anomalies. We're going to be playing Bloodshot Bill. We're also going to be opening up the show with a really cool song. This is actually a brand new song from Napeyes, and they have been releasing a few songs here and there throughout the past weeks, but it's been leading up to this, an official announcement. They have a forthcoming album that will drop in October titled The Neon Gate, so we're going to play the latest single release previewing this record. And then we're going to also hear a little tribute to a 60th anniversary release from Bob Dylan, Another Side of Bob Dylan, an often overlooked album of his from 1964. It definitely doesn't get the same sort of praise I think his previous two acoustic records have, but we're going to do a little highlight session on that. And then I think some of the biggest news that's come out of the indie underground sphere over the past week or so, unfortunately, has been a passing. This has been of Martin Phillips, who was the singer and one of the founders of The Chills.
Yeah, from New Zealand, part of the early Flying Nun Records label, one of the pioneering bands there. And a documentary came out in 2019 about Martin Phillips, and I have yet to see it, but basically he had not the best luck in terms of being in a band. I think the lineups changed constantly. Many times he was the only constant member in a lineup, and you know, he went through a lot, and every time it seemed like they were going to start to make it a little bigger, something happened which changed it and kind of set them back a bit. But
yeah, and they had a lot of potential to cross over, too, because there were a lot of comparisons that were made in, say, the mid-80s with them to R.E.M. and the Smiths, and then later on in the late 80s to bands like Stone Roses and then the Laws, and then there was all this sort of tertiary comparisons that in the end didn't amount to much publicity. They did have one significant charting album and a single that was did pretty well.
Yeah, number 17 on the Billboard charts in the U.S., which I think is pretty good.
And became kind of like the de facto number one album in New Zealand for quite a while. So we're going to talk about that as it comes up. But yeah, we're going to play two sets, maybe a little bit more, of music from the Chills and this incredible musician, Martin Phillips, who, as we mentioned, passed away this past week.
Yeah, at the age of 61. We'll talk a little bit more about it, but he had a really unique perspective in terms of his lyrics and songwriting. And we'll go a little bit more in depth as we get to that set. But
and focusing on how kooky he was, too. I love how weird his songs could get at points. And I don't think enough people talk about that, but we'll focus on that as it comes up.
Yes. We're going to start, as mentioned, with Nap Eyes, and then play a selection of some Canadian bands, but some other stuff from several years back. We're going to hear some early stuff from Tough Age, Dumb, Kiwi Jr., and Duotang, both excellent underground Canadian indie bands. And let's get started with Nap Eyes. This is a new song from their forthcoming album, which comes out in October, called The Neon Gate. What song are we going to start with, Adam?
We're going to hear the song Passageway to start off this edition of Revolution Rock.
Candles flickering, and through a peasant's eyes I saw a green-clad man ringing bluebells of offering. Beside him astride in neon fuchsia robes, and more beautiful than anything, a woman the sight of whom changed his mind in a permanent way. My room, and where the mirror had been, I found a blue doorway. foreboding sculpture in the diamond circular saw rain. Far away, the dawn bright dew on some blue fields sparkling. In the deep mind, in the well, in the heart of things.
You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock with Adam and Dave. Coming back from a set there of a little bit of looking back in the mid to the late 2010s of Canadian rock and starting off with a new song. But before we get into that, some of these are very familiar names that I almost felt like a little bit of a nostalgic pull in my heart this week. And I wanted to revisit some of these albums and bands that we haven't really touched upon too much in the last little bit, including that last one. A band that we've played quite a bit on the show over the years, but it's been a while since we've played them on a program live. Duotang.
Yeah, I think, was that their last album?
I believe this was it, all the way back in 2017, and they've been on hiatus, obviously. But it was such a good record, though.
Yeah, it's a two-piece band, and I think it's just bass and drums and vocals, and the last one that we heard there was from 2017's New Occupation. And there's a song called Friends. Now, this band was quite active in the 90s, mm-hmm. and they put out several releases. And I think there may have been one where they did have additional instrumentation in addition to just bass drums and vocals. Maybe more than one. But really cool band. I think based out of BC? Not 100% on that. But I know they had some stuff on Mint, I believe.
They did, yeah. And this is actually one of those records that you can find off of Mint. Prior to that, another group, I believe also you can find this record off of Mint. It's Kiwi Junior. We heard their breakout album, Football Money, and we were exposed to this in 2019, really just taken aback by how wonderful and melodic this thing was, kind of mixing some of our favorite elements of power pop, indie rock like Pavement and Sebado. We heard the track Leslie from that release.
Before that, we heard some music from Dumb. Now, this band is from Vancouver, and we heard something from 2016's Beach Church. Now, I don't know if we've ever played anything from this release.
I don't believe we have. I think we've only ever played stuff from them later on. This is definitely an earlier release where they're really forming and understanding where their sounds are and what their strengths are. But this is a really great early victory for them with this track. I think it really shows the direction their music is going to go in. We heard the song Gimme a Call. And another early release we heard, and probably the oldest song in this entire set, from Tough Age, we heard The Heart of Juliet Jones from their self-titled record in 2013. And there is a little bit of sad Tough Age news we have to reveal, which is that the band is going to be disbanding pretty soon.
Yeah, now, we don't know if it's a hiatus thing or if they're just going to stop making music. But they've gone through some lineup changes, well, several times throughout their discography, but they just put out an album, was it last year or the year before?
It was just last year, yeah. So very recent. And we have talked to some of the members from the group, and we've had great interviews. But with that said, Jarrett and the rest of the members, they're just separating. They're, whether it's, like you said, some sort of temporary hiatus or if it's a permanent disbanding, we don't know. A great band with a great discography, really worth checking out. And I feel like all the bands so far we've talked about, in one way or another, does have a lot of evocations of a band we're going to be talking about next, New Zealand's The Chills. And I think we can especially hear that sort of prominent influence or touch of that sound with the song we opened up with, and that was by Nap Eyes. It's going to be a song that you will hear on their forthcoming record, which is going to drop on October 18th. It's called The Neon Gate, and we heard the song Passageway, which I believe is now the third single that is coming ahead of this official album release, which is the first new long-playing record that we've heard from them in a few years now.
I think the last one was it 2020 or 2021?
I believe it was 2021. Yeah. But with that said, yeah, it's been quite a few years. Really glad to hear a new album is in the way. We really love Nap Eyes around here on Revolution Rock, so we're very excited for this release coming up in October.
And coming up next, we're going to play one of a few sets we're going to play in tribute to Martin Phillips of The Chills, New Zealand songwriter. He started out in the early 80s in the New Zealand punk scene, and then and something I learned actually is he's the one that plays the organ slash keyboard on the very first Flying Nun release, which was Tally Ho by The Clean.
Oh, interesting.
And he started when he was 17, actually. Mm-hmm. I think that's when The Chills formed. He was 17 or 18. And anyways, as we were talking about before, a really unique songwriter, especially lyrically, not only musically, but lyrically, his songs are often very dark. But also, they had this strange sense of wonder in them. And that's something that stayed throughout their career, including their most recent release, which was 2021's Scatterbrain. And apparently there actually is a forthcoming album by The Chills. No word as to when, but that's what I was reading today. But anyways, they started in the 80s. They actually did get somewhat popular in the U.S. in the 80s around the time of zines and, well, there's still zines, but when that's how people found out their information, there was no internet, through zines and interviews in zines and tape trading. And they kind of took off a little in the underground college radio circuit, especially with Pink Frost.
Oh, yeah, that was a nominal single from them. Not necessarily a top charting one, but just one that made the waves through college stations and through mixtapes, and definitely with the burgeoning scene around the C86 mixtape as well. Like, they were a band whose sound was very entrenched in that. But as you said, Phillips always had a very unique songwriting style, and as I said earlier, I felt there was something, yes, definitely a sense of wonder in everything he sung about, but also a little bit kooky. He could be pretty humorous in some of his songs,
yes,
too. And I feel like in a way, he reminds me of Brian Wilson as a songwriter, where there's this perpetual youth about him, where he was always kind of in awe and wonder at the world and can laugh and find amazement at things that I think most adults just kind of pass by in the day-to-day, you know, mechanisms of our existence. And there was just something about him focusing on this, which is just so magical. And as I said, childish in the best possible sense, like a childish sort of wonder at the world. And I think this was reflected especially on what their breakthrough song would be in 1990, quite a few years after they formed, Heavenly Pop Hit from Submarine Bells. This kind of broke them more into international attention and became a homecoming victory lap for the band, because after scoring this it was a chart topping hit, I would say.
It was, I think, number 17 on the Billboard charts in the US.
Yeah,
so
top 20. That's very significant from a band from New Zealand. And they did this world tour and they returned home. And apparently, they were playing huge stadium sets. They were just like welcomed as national heroes upon their return. And they never really achieved that fame or that sort of notoriety again afterwards. But I think that really showed the evolution, the path that the Chills took from this really scrappy band that combined their love for power pop, the Beatles, obscure underground rock like the Velvets, and then suddenly becoming this band that were national heroes.
Yeah, and shortly after Submarine Bells, there was one or two more albums, and then after that, they stopped.
And they would have intermittent releases thereafter, but yeah, it became very infrequent. And then, you know, also the sounds of what alternative or underground rock were changed. You know, bands like The Chills, The Clean, even more their UK brethren like The Laws and Stone Roses weren't quite as prominent. You had a lot more distortion. You had the grunge influence. And I felt like maybe that in part kind of quelled the success that The Chills were getting with this album, which is a shame. Whatever led to that, because they were such a great group and Martin Phillips was such a talented songwriter, as we're going to find out in this set.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about Martin Phillips and The Chills, but that's a good rundown. And we're going to play a selection of recordings from some of their earliest stuff to their most recent. We're going to start off with a track from Scatterbrain. And when this did come out, I believe we did play quite a few tracks from it on Revolution Rock.
We did, yes.
So we're going to start off this set with Scatterbrain, which came out in 2021, following their original split. I think it was 2015, and then there was another album after that, and then this one. So there was three after the fact of the original split. And as I mentioned, apparently there is a forthcoming album, No word as to when. But that's also good news despite all this unfortunate news. There will be some more music for us to hear at some point. So let's get things started with... And this song, especially when I was trying to pick a song from this release, I was like, that sense of wonder that never went away, you can hear it so much in this song. And that's part of what made it so great, because even though he had all these hardships and he had a not so great life sometimes, he never lost that outlook. So let's get started. This is Monolith from Scatterbrain, released in 2021 by The Chills, in tribute to Martin Phillips.